Federal leaders like you know that modernizing IT requires updated technology and a culture shift. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
Military spouse unemployment is finally getting more deserved attention. Exact numbers and specific challenges spouses face can be fuzzy, but the Institute for Veterans and Military Families, in partnership with the Prudential Financial, is trying to shed some light on those issues. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni spoke with Nick Armstrong, the Institute's Senior Director of Research and Policy, and Rosalinda Vasquez-Murray, Director of Applied Research and Analytics.
We're in the midst of working on a study that basically takes a look at job portability issues for military spouses. We are in the midst of talking and speaking with military spouses about portability issues, but we're also working with employers as well. And so we're in the midst of conducting interviews and focus groups with employers on types of barriers that they see with in implementing HR practices that will help with spouses who may have to relocate, which, you know, as you know, they tend to relocate 2 to 3 times more often than their civilian counterparts.
The research actually started a few years ago. We sort of, with Prudential, launched what we call the Force Behind the Force series. And in the first series, we were just trying to understand the military spouse employment landscape. And really, you know, those unemployment numbers, earning differences and so forth and so on, but also kind of discuss this conversation in a more positive frame in terms of the business case for hiring military spouses. So we sat through data trying to outline why employers should look at military spouses. And there certainly is a number of key aspects, education, adaptability and so forth and so on. But the other part of it is also kind of clearing up misconceptions for hiring managers. Those are the people that are out there looking, recruiting for military spouses, and there's a lot of things that we know about them or have this an idea about them and so forth and so on. So we really wanted through data kind of lay that landscape. Through those efforts, we kind of discovered that we should continue the research, and it kind of started or is continuing on with this portability aspect. Now we want to address this unemployment, underemployment problem, and I guess one research question that we have is, through portability, can we do that, making sure there's no gaps in unemployment and so forth and so on, or gaps in employment and so forth and so on. So.
And I mean, is part of that fighting sort of that stigma that, oh, if I hire a military spouse, they're going to leave in a year, you know, why would they be benefiting me? Is that something that you're looking into as well?
Correct. Well, yeah. So there's definitely a stigma associated with that. You know, just as Nick mentioned, that frequent relocations and so forth and so on. I think from an employer's perspective, they think, well, why hire them? They're going to leave in 2-3 years. We don't want to train them, invest money into them. Because that's actually money lost for employers. And in some cases, that's true. And so, again, through that portability, you know, if you do PCS, can we maintain employment through that channel? And sort of looking at it in another light.
That, and, you know, like maybe there are some certain situations where an employer could implement a flexible work arrangement to retain that employee,
right.
But what we're trying to get at are maybe not every job or occupation is suited to that. Maybe there are some that are, but there may be other barriers for the employers to be able to put something in place. So
yeah.
One of these things that we're trying to dig into are
right.
These status of force agreements.
Mm-hmm.
So. This would apply for military spouses that would relocate overseas, for example. As,
mm-hmm.
as you may know, we've got agreements in place with dozens of countries across the world, and those have some implications for what employers can do with respect to keeping employees and paying employees overseas.
What are the current reciprocity statuses that are going on for military spouses right now? I know that there's some licensure reciprocity between states. What is the landscape looking like for military spouses when they have to move to a different state and they need a license, or they move to a different country?
So that's a really tricky question, or a tough question. I mean, it's a real issue, and I know policymakers are trying to urge states to help address this issue, but mm-hmm. There are many occupations that require licensure,
mm-hmm.
And every state has their own set of priorities or requirements. There is some movement, but there's nothing I would say that we're at a place where everything is transferable or even for military spouses. But there are some states that are starting to spearhead this work.
One of the other things I wanted to ask about is just military spouse unemployment in general. I mean, there haven't really been a ton of studies. Blue Star Families has done one. It looks like you've done one. What are the military men and women that are spouses facing right now when it comes to unemployment and underemployment?
Right. No, so I actually think I have to go back to the source, but I do recall, I believe it was Hiring Our Heroes. They looked at the American Community Survey, so the latest data. I don't have the exact number with me, but I do think that they report that unemployment is actually four times higher than their counterparts. So I think that although year to year the actual number can change, that consistently three to four times higher actually has been consistent for more than 10 years. So that's more, I think, as unemployment generally has improved for various populations, including veterans, the ones that still need the most help with is military spouses.
Yeah. I think I've seen something around 16%.
That was Nick Armstrong, Senior Director of Research and Policy, and Rosalinda Vasquez-Murray, Director of Applied Research and Analytics, both at the Institute for Veterans and Military Families. Speaking with Federal News Radio, Scott Mossioni. Check out Scott's story at federalnewsradio.com.